Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, I was reading some references concerning God avenging in his own time. Let's continue with that thought today.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Listen to these references and verses. First of all, Romans chapter 12 and verse 19. We read this: Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. What about 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9? And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30, we read this: For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. In Jude, verse 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Please understand, God avenges. Now, his first desire is to forgive, but people must repent. People must turn to him. And he sends witnesses and he sends people to be that witness that they might get right with God. But when they finally, for the last time, say no to God, then God must work and do a hard work. And when the judgment hits, it is a judgment that the consequences are forever in the lake of fire. For saved people, it may be a loss of reward and saved so as by fire. So these are things that are very real and things for which we should not mess around and allow to take root in us. Vengeance belongs unto the Lord. According to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, that passage places God's avenging in perspective. He says, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Now think about that. People are wondering, what's going to happen to America? Boy, it is so wicked, it is so evil, and God is going to judge America. Before you see the judgment on America, you're going to see the judgment on the local churches. Listen, the churches are rock and rolling. They're dressing in modestly. The pastor's dressed down, having no respect for him. They use corrupted Bible versions. They have people coming in to sing that are not the kind of people that are the holy, righteous people that should be singing in the church and leading the music, but rather there are people of the world that may be singing in the nightclub tomorrow night. They're okay in drinking. They're okay in all types of sin. And listen, should things not happen soon, you'll soon see many churches all of a sudden saying, we have liberty to have homosexual couples and marry them in our churches and to let them hold offices. Now, some churches are already doing that. But, hey, I'm a Baptist, but there's going to be more and more Baptist churches doing that as well. And they'll justify it under liberty, and we're trying to reach souls. Now, listen, liberty never, never, never applies to the flesh. Jude 4 calls it turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, and that is an abomination to God. And those that have really been behind a lot of this, the people like the Rick Warren, who prayed at Mr. Obama's first inauguration as president and prayed in the name of Christ, but also in the name of Allah and in the name of all these other false gods, knowing that only Jesus Christ is the true God. He prayed in the names of those false gods and put them on the level of Jesus Christ. That is out and out blasphemy. That is denying the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is filthy and gives a wrong message to the world. And Christians, young preachers across the world have fallen in line with that, abandoning the Holy Spirit and the power of the Word to follow the marketers of the world. And listen, judgment will begin at the house of God. I don't say that as a prophet foretelling anything. No, I say that by observing the Word of God and knowing God's promise that judgment will begin at the house of God and that He will judge His own. Christian, God is going to deal with us in this country for the worldliness we have allowed into our personal lives. I fear for many preachers, as young and old preachers, whom I love, that have allowed the world and the worldly ways to govern and run their church. And that breaks my heart for them. I love them. And they are charged by God as pastors that they have a greater condemnation according to James in chapter 3 and verse 1. Oh, they better be careful. That'd be greatly careful. Now, we saw in verse 7, you remember when we read verse 7 here just last time we finished it up, behold, I will raise them out of the place whither ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head. God will return the Jews to their land, regardless where they are going to be in the world and where the world has scattered them to rid themselves of them. For they thought once and for all, we'll get rid of them. And so we see God begins to move. And that's the backdrop as we go into verse 8. Now, the beginning, reasoning of God in the judgment of nations, which Christ also spoke of in Matthew 25. We won't read right now, but we'll come right back to that pretty quickly. But I want you to see the beginning reasoning of God in the judgment of nations. And I think that we're seeing it here in this passage. Notice the steps of which Christ told us in Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 3. And see what that prompted in the Lord's teaching, so that we'll know by context that what many are trying to teach today is wrong. They're changing the Word of God, trying to change this teaching. But my friend, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ got it right. Jesus Christ does not need to be corrected by a man, and particularly His Word does not need to be corrected by a man. Now, in Matthew 24, verses 1 through 3, we read this, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Now Jesus' disciples come and want to know about these things after they've shown him everything. They show him about the temple, its greatness, and the beauty of the building. And when we go to Israel, sometimes we go into Temple Mount. Other times, if I deem that it's dangerous to go up there at that time, we won't go. But we'll always see it with our eyeball from the Mount Scopus as it overlooks there where the Dome of the Rock is and all of that. And we'll be able to see it, and we'll walk in Jerusalem. But my friend, Israel's a safe trip for us. It always has been. Every time I've gone, I have thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, said all that, but let me just say this. The beauty of the buildings, everything is there. Oh, they're showing it to Jesus Christ. But verse 2 of Matthew 24, Jesus throws them a curveball by telling them that there shall not be a stone left one upon another. Now, if you've been there, you know that is true today, as Jesus said it would be, because it happened just 40 years after Jesus made the statement. It happened in A.D. 70. And when people begin to see that buildings like the wall that's there, oh man, that wall was tremendous. And the weight of many of those stones is outstanding. You wonder, how were they able to lift those stones in that day? But it also makes you wonder, how were they able to bring down that temple? But they brought it down completely. You see, when you see the holiness of God, and you ask God to give you understanding, you may begin to see why God judges as he judges. The disciples have three questions to ask Jesus. They say, when's it going to happen? What is the sign of thy coming? And number three, what is the end of the world? Well, what you'll find in Matthew chapters 24 and 25, that the Lord is answering those questions. So we must look at it as you study those chapters this way. That is, which question is he answering?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.